is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Wednesday on the program, glad to have you aboard for the ride. Glad to have you here for the conversation. Take some calls later this hour. Aaron Hernandez is dead this morning. Former NFL star, convicted murderer, hung himself in prison sometime early this morning, we were told, using a bed sheet and attaching it to the bars in his windows. Aaron Hernandez, Super Bowl champion with the New England Patriots, but then his life spiraled out of control and, well, came to an end this morning. Sad story, that's for sure. In Georgia, John Ossoff came up short. It was a big deal for the Democrats. This is 2 weeks in a row. They thought, well, we're going to get this Republican seat. We're going to show the world that everybody hates Donald Trump. Well, it didn't work out so well. You see, it's a jungle primary. There were something like 18 people in the race, 11 Republicans, the rest Democrats. John Ossoff thought, well, they being Democrats and liberals and Hollywood types, dumped $9 million into the race thinking they were going to win it because he had to get 50% plus one vote to avoid a runoff. They knew if it got to a runoff, his chance of winning was, well, very limited. And that's where we are today, very limited, because he got 48% of the vote, came up significantly short of what he would need. And in Georgia's 6th congressional district, that's where Tom Price came from. It's also the same seat held by Newt Gingrich back in the day. It's been a Republican seat since the 1970s. And I'd say it's a big loss for the Democrats, who continue to imagine that they are right and that everybody else is wrong, and that if people would just listen to them, the world would be a better place. It doesn't seem to work out. By the way, coming up here in a few minutes, Steve Hayes is going to join me. Steve Hayes. He said a study forecasts $9 trillion in a tax gap in the next decade. He, of course, was an advisor to Donald Trump. He also is working for the Fair Tax. He'll join me here in the program in a minute to talk more about economics. Speaking of economics, a record number of filers in the United States, a record number of taxpayers should be called something else because they're not taxpayers at all. They paid no income taxes. This is for tax year 2014, a report just published by the Internal Revenue Service. The federal government brought in $1.37 trillion, just a little bit over that, $1.377 trillion. And yet, 148 million people paying taxes, 52 million paid nothing at all. That's 35% non-taxable returns, as they are referred to. 35% non, I've never been there. Well, maybe at one point, but not in any year I can remember, and granted, I'm older now, but not that I can remember. So, you know, the earned income tax credit and other government programs and all sorts of kickbacks and refunds and so forth, 35% of taxpayers are not taxpayers at all. Interesting concept. But speaking of the economy and trying to make more people taxpayers because they're higher earners, Donald Trump traveled to one of his favorite places, Wisconsin, yesterday, and signed an executive order aimed at reining in the H-1B visa program used to hire high-skilled foreign workers. The reason being, if you listen to some of the stories of the tales of people that were high-skilled workers here in America making $60,000, $80,000, $100,000 and more, to find out that these companies would then, under the H-1B program, put out the help wanted ad to places like India that has a lot of high-skilled people that have graduated college and offer those $100,000 jobs for $35,000 or $40,000 and let the people go that have experience and seniority at the American companies go. So it wasn't just, it was an abuse of the system. So the president's trying to rein in the abuse of the system that was not fair to American workers that had, you know, earned their way in. However, is it fair to the company that can hire somebody with a similar or better skill set for less than half the money not to be able to hire those people? We are finally standing up for our workers, said Donald Trump. In fact, let's hear what he had to say. It is stop in Wisconsin, where he stopped at the Snap-on factory, Snap-on Tools. You see the trucks all over. I have my entire life. Here's Donald Trump talking about jobs in Wisconsin.
No administration has accomplished more in the first 90 days. That includes on military, on the border, on trade, on regulation, on law enforcement. We love our law enforcement. And on government reform. Today, we're building on that optimism. And I'm proud to announce that we are about to take bold new steps to follow through on my pledge to buy American and hire American. For too long, we've watched as our factories have been closed and our jobs have been sent to other faraway lands. We've lost 70,000 factories since China joined the World Trade Organization. And you've seen that. You've heard about it. 70,000. The World Trade Organization, another one of our disasters. But this election, the American people voted to end the theft of American prosperity. They voted to bring back their jobs and to bring back their dreams into our country. In just a few moments, I will be signing a Buy American and Hire American executive order. You haven't heard about that in a long time in this country. With this action, we are sending a powerful signal to the world. We're going to defend our workers, protect our jobs, and finally, put America first.
So that was the message from the president in Wisconsin yesterday, and that's what's happening in domestic policy. On the foreign front, North Korea continuing to be a huge menace for the United States and others in the region, including South Korea and Japan. According to a published report in The Guardian, the U.S. military is considering shooting down North Korean missiles during testing as a show of strength to Pyongyang. It came from at least two sources. Amid heightened tensions over North Korea's nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs, the Pentagon looking for ways short of war to pressure the country into eliminating their nuclear weapons program. I don't expect that to happen, but hey, optimism. Optimism, we'll go with that for a moment, but it's not likely. I assume that it'll take a much stronger persuasion for the North to give up that program. And Bernie Sanders apparently called the I'm with her slogan from Hillary Clinton phony. That, according to the new book that I'm going to have to pick up a copy of, Shattered, Inside Hillary Clinton's Doomed Campaign, written by The Hill's Amy Parnes and Sidewire's Jonathan Allen. Apparently some really telling stories in here about Bill Clinton especially, and about Hillary Clinton's inability to understand her loss to Bernie Sanders in the Michigan primary, and other great stories. But at one point, Bernie Sanders asked to do a commercial for Hillary Clinton, and ending it with, I'm with her, and he said, it's completely phony, I won't do it. He didn't do it. They didn't run the ad. Steve Hayes after the break right here on the Steve Gruber Show.